Water losses from agriculture can be reduced substantially to improve water use efficiency if proper water management practices are implemented. Since irrigation of crops is the largest water consumer in agriculture, effective irrigation practices and policies can make a significant contribution in water efficiency gains. Water use efficiency in irrigation can be achieved by several technical, policy, and educational approaches. Technical approaches can focus on reducing losses during conveyance and field application. An obvious approach is to move from the traditional flood application or surge method of irrigation to low-pressure sprinklers and drip irrigation systems. This approach significantly reduces evaporation and runoff. Reduction of water losses during conveyance through lined canals and pipe systems also contributes significantly. In Greece, for example, improved conveyance and distribution efficiency networks have led to an estimated 95% water efficiency gain compared to previously used irrigation methods. Another technical approach is to shift toward the production of more water-efficient crops. Advances in biotechnology are developing crops that require less water for growth and modifying stomata in the plant leaves to reduce transpiration. Existing water pricing structures and subsidies have also contributed to inefficient use of water in agriculture, and subsidies have indirectly encouraged farmers to produce water-intensive crops using inefficient techniques. In this case, policy measures based on appropriate water pricing structures and removal of adverse agricultural subsidies will likely lead to the adoption of more efficient irrigation practices and reduce the quantity of water used. Water pricing structures ought to be set to a level where farmers pay the true price of water, reflecting the environmental and resource costs. At the same time, water pricing structure that favors efficient users would encourage farmers to improve efficiency. In addition to technical and policy measures, efficiency gains can also be achieved through training and knowledge-sharing programs which educate farmers about water-efficient practices, such as informing them about how to apply water to crops based on daily estimates of the conditions affecting the crops.